What do you think of when you turn to this psalm? What is one of you? Pardon? He knows us. He sees us. And he understands us. Right.
Precious.
Right. Life is precious. Body is uniquely made. He knows all about us. And so I just wanted to thought for a few moments we could just look at a couple of these verses. And in verse 1, David says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. And then in verse 23, David pleads with the Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. He says in the first verse that thou hast searched me and known me. And then he says, admits to the Lord. And in his will, submitted to God, said, search me. His will was totally surrendered to God as he dwelt on the things and the verses in between those, the first and the 23rd verse. Thou hast searched me and known me. He searches, God searches us, doesn't he? Reminded of the woman who lost the coin in her house, the parable. And how she lit the candle, and with the light that she had, she searched diligently through the house until she found the lost coin. And it was the light that was shed upon the coin that revealed it, didn't it? And it's God's light reflected upon us that reflects the real you and I, isn't it? The candle burned itself in order to maintain the light. And we ourselves are to be as a candle as we give of ourselves and allow the light of God to search us and to find that which is within us that is not pleasing to God. It's his light that searches within us that shows us what we really are and who we really are. And David admitted to God that he had searched him and had known him. God has searched each one of us, hasn't he? His light searches throughout the earth, looking for those who would respond to the gospel and come to know Christ as their Savior and become part of the church, the true church, become a member of his body, to grow in him and allow him to be the center of their life. And that's what God is looking for, isn't he? He's looking for those who will worship him in a simple way and remembering his dear son. And those that would bring glory to God, a life that would be pleasing to him. That's what he's searching for, isn't he? And David says that, he admits before God that he not only searches, but he's known me. He's known me. Oh Lord, you've known me. You know all about me. You know my name. He knows every one of our names, doesn't he? He knows the very hairs of our head. And he knows the number of the hairs of our head. Some of us, the numbers are growing less and less. But God knows the very number of hairs we have. It's like the sparrow. He knows all about the sparrow, doesn't he? He knows when the sparrow falls to the ground. He feeds them. He knows them. He searches and he knows, doesn't he? He knows our heart. He knows the very thoughts and the intents of our heart, doesn't he? He's omniscient. He's all-knowing and all-powerful. He knows you and I. He knows our weakness too, doesn't he? He knows when we're weak. He knows the areas that we're weak. He knows the areas that temptation would come and being weak could fall. He knows our strengths too, doesn't he? He knows our strengths. He knows how firm our feet is established on his word, doesn't he? He knows how firm we are. He knows if we can be tossed to and fro every wind of doctrine or as a wave of the sea and so on. He knows our strengths, doesn't he? And you know, it's wonderful to know that within ourselves we're limited, aren't we? We don't have strength within ourselves. Paul said, when I am weak, then am I made strong, aren't we? When we admit our weakness, then we can learn to depend on God's strength, can't we? We can't within ourselves produce strength spiritually. It's only through the working of the Spirit of God as we spend time in His Word and in prayer before God can we know His strength in times of weakness. Paul knew his weakness and a thorn in the flesh. The Lord said that my strength is made perfect in weakness. His strength is that which is the strength. His strength is the power that we can have to carry through in a time of weakness. It would have been easy for Paul to give up, and whatever that weakness was, to give in to it. But Paul sought to seek the Lord's strength through it. As we go about day by day, so often we forget of the strength that God wants to give us. Strength that He gives to live a life for Him, to please Him, to honor Him. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. He knows our daily activities, doesn't he? He knows my down sitting, my uprising. He knows all about each part of our life. David says that he knows my down sitting. The time when we need to rest, isn't it? The time when we need to just to rest and to dwell upon the things of God. Just to sit and to dwell with Him. To focus on His Word and to gain that strength that we need day by day. and my uprising, my what I do, my daily activities, and what we do in life. He's concerned about that. He knows all about it. He knows when, only a time of rest, but he knows a time when we're busy. And busy the activities of the day, and different things, and work, and various things. He knows our uprising, what we do in our life. And he understands my thought afar off. It's great to know that he understands, isn't it? He understands our thoughts afar off. Thoughts perhaps that are perhaps a contemplation or things projected in the future, far off in the future. He knows all about those. And David says he knows all about me now, but he also knows in that which is afar off in the future. He knows all about that as well. He knows the end from the beginning. I'm just going to go down to verse 5. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Thou hast set me behind and before. David is reminding of the things that were behind, but also the things that were before him at that time. This is where God has placed him. He's beset him. And he knows, thou hast beset me behind and before. And, you know, the things that were past, as God, as he says, thou hast searched me. And he says that God has placed him behind. And the things that were in the past, that God had a reason and a plan for. But he knows all about it. He knows the things that are behind because he's placed him there in those places. And that God had a plan, a purpose for David in his life. And not only the God's dealings with David in the past, but also he set him before him. And that God had a great plan for David before him. Amazing that out of the loins of David would come a great nation, through Abraham, but through David would be a royal line, that the Lord Jesus would come and he would reign when the Lord sets up his kingdom on earth. Imagine that. Through the loins of David would one, the greatest upon earth, would come through David's seed and would be the one to be our Redeemer, our Savior, and ultimately to reign upon the throne of David. It's a tremendous thought, isn't it? But David, as he speaks concerning what was behind in his life, and what is to take place in the future. Notice he says, and laid thine hand upon me. God's hand was upon David. God's hand was upon his life. And the things that happened behind and leading up to the point where he recognized these thoughts. And also his hand is still upon his life and a great plan for him. be carried out in this life. And David could only say that thine hand is upon me. Thine hand upon me. We can say that too today, can't we? For those of us who know the Lord as our Savior, the child of God, that his hand is upon us. And even before we were saved, perhaps we could relate back to some things that was evident that God's hand was upon me. Just in the events that took place, in meeting different ones, and perhaps the ministry of someone was instrumental in perhaps someone here, any of us, in coming to know the gospel and coming to know the Lord as their Savior and accepting Him. An evidence of the fact that God's hand was working within our life, perhaps through the instrument of someone else. And David recognized that God's hand was upon his life. And you know, as believers, I think we need to realize that his hand is upon us. His hand that is so powerful, and his hand that reaches out to us is that hand that is so sufficient to meet our needs. You could say that God's hand is upon me. He's kept us through perhaps from temptation. He's kept us in safety in different situations, perhaps. To see that his hand was upon me in preserving us. He protects. This hand that is ever upon us. And then we see in verse 10, and I'm just going to skip down to verse 10. Let me read verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. The thought, perhaps you may have some different thinking on the wings of the morning. What are the wings of the morning? You think of the wings of a large bird, perhaps a hawk or a large bird of some sort. And we think of the power of those wings. As the bird just glides along, hardly moving its wings, but as it glides, the vastness of the span of their wings, and in the midst of the storm, the wings of the morning, the time of the morning. My thought is the time of the morning, and just as dawn is breaking, just as the darkness begins to disappear at that moment. The uttermost parts of the sea, not when the darkness is leaving, but when the darkness is the greatest. The uttermost parts of the sea, I understand, is the darkest part, the lowest part of the earth, and it's the most darkest part, is the uttermost part of the sea. the lowest of lowest and the darkest of darkest. David says, if I dwell in that part, the lowest part of the earth, even there thine hand shall lead me. God's hand is upon him, and even if he was to descend to the lowest parts of the earth, his hand would still lead him. Tremendous thought, isn't it? I'm sure it brought a great comfort to David as he was dwelling on these thoughts, these big thoughts of God and how great and how big God really is, how he knows the very lowest part of the earth if David was to descend. His hand would lead me there. And then he says, thy right hand shall hold me. His hand would hold him. That hand that is so powerful and so strong would hold him up. Reminded in John, where he says that we're in his hand. No man can pluck us out of the Father's hand. We're in the Son's hand. We're also in the Father's hand. And no man can pluck us out of his hand. He holds us in his hand. It's a great comfort to know that we have his hand upon us in our life, in leading us, in guiding us, in leading us, in holding us day by day. It's a great comfort to know day by day.